My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. As promised, my live guest this week, Caterwaul, is a full four-piece band. Their album is going to be released by Commercial Appeal Records, and the release show is this Friday over at Club Congress. So thrilled to have back live in Studio 2A for the next hour, Caterwaul.
15 forever.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Catterwall. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
How are you, Matt?
Hi.
I'm great. So your ranks have swelled since you were last in, so we'll start off with introductions. Everyone can introduce themselves and let us know what they're doing tonight.
My name is Laura, and I play bass.
Hi, I'm Jeff. I play the guitar.
I'm Brittany, and I play guitar as well.
I'm the drummer. I'm Ben.
I'm drums. I'm sick. I'm out of it. That's what I am.
So, the last time that you were in, it was as a duo with Brittany and Ben, and that would have been, I guess, I don't know, like last summer or something like that.
I think it was almost 2 years ago.
Oh wow, that's longer than I realized.
maybe a year and a half. Something.
Well, I was thinking back on
December 2013, yeah. I think it's like when I started playing with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was thinking about that interview, and I remember very distinctly that you made a reference to being in search of a noodler. No worries. In search of a noodler. That you wanted to add somebody else in the band, and that has come to fruition.
We found the noodler of my dreams.
You did. So let's talk about the journey from the duo to the four piece that we have in front of us now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty simple. I think I've been friends with Jeff for a long time, and I think he's just playing the most exciting guitar of anyone playing live. So
thanks, that's very kind of you. It's exciting to play.
Oh, well, yeah, so I was like, I want him.
I'm cheap.
And Laura came into the picture not too long ago, probably it's getting to be almost like 7-8 months ago.
Time goes fast.
Yeah.
But
newest member. We've been friends for a long time, and she notified me she was moving back to New York, and we had another bass player, Lori Lachine, who played for us, and she's awesome. She's an incredible musician in her own right. Mm-hmm. But she got swooped up by the L.A. Laura notified me literally like months after that she was moving back from New York, and I instantly asked her if she wanted to play bass. And Laura is a fearless person and player, so I knew she'd be down.
Thanks, Brittany.
So the occasion for the visit is that you're celebrating the release of your brand new album. The release show is going to be on Friday, and it's being put out by Commercial Appeal Records. But let's go back to the beginning of the story for this album. So when did you first start laying down tracks?
Wow, we started March, actually. Wow. Yeah, so it's been a process. That's kind of what we all had in mind, was to just kind of take our time. And the album was actually kind of half written before we went in, and mm-hmm. we wanted that. We wanted to experiment, and we usually, or my experience with recording, I don't have a lot of experience, but mm-hmm. it's all live, mostly just like, let's just hammer it out, and you know. So we kind of wanted something a little bit more tailored and to take our time and mm-hmm. create a sound and try and make it like the best that we could.
Now, did you know from the beginning that you were going to be working with Jordan and Commercial Appeal, or is that something that came after you started recording?
We started recording with Jordan right off the bat. Yeah.
And tell me a bit about that process, because obviously, you know, when you're working with somebody outside the group to record, they bring a different perspective. They've got kind of an outsider's ear. So what was it that Jordan brought by working with him?
Well, Hugh, first of all, was very generous and offered to record us and wanted to support Caterwaul and
help me help you, kind of.
I just knew that he had a lot more of an ear for I just wanted to hear Caterwaul through a different filter other than like super garage and like mm-hmm. super like this was recorded in a basement, you know? So
right.
I knew that he really took his time and really like cared a lot about what he put out in his product. And not saying that previous whatever, like releases we didn't care or whatever, but sure. it's I knew that he just really had a different standard and mm-hmm. I wanted to see what that was like through a different filter. So
did you have a sense at the outset when you started working with Jordan that the finished product would end up sounding the way that the album sounds, or has it turned into kind of a different animal than you expected?
Well, as with any creative process, it definitely, yeah, it turned out different. Yeah. Which, I mean, that's like the creative process, you know?
Sure.
I love the recordings as they are, and
especially we went in there without really thinking about what it was going to sound like too much.
Sure.
So everything was just in rough draft.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And how did you work through so the songs that were still in that rough draft form? Would you lay down some, you know, pretty different versions of the songs and then kind of piece together what worked afterwards? Or?
I think it was just me and Brittany deciding kind of on the fly.
Uh-huh. The first day when we were laying down drum tracks, we were just like giving each other some serious IQs.
Yeah.
Being like, and
heavy,
this is, remember that
eyebrows.
Change we talked about?
Right.
This is happening now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was like, yeah, we go in with, and we try to, I think we banged out all the drum tracks in 2 days.
You mean you banged out all the drum tracks, Ben?
No, Brittany was actually drumming.
Oh,
okay. I was just holding her elbows.
Didn't realize.
But yeah, we knew there was like 4 parts or 3 parts to a song.
Sure.
And we just picked the order and how many times we'd play them, mm-hmm. and then we would nod real heavy at each other across the room, try to make it happen. It worked out really good.
Yeah. And later on, I mean, it was a lot of, like, me and Jordan, like, just sifting out the details, like, later on. Wait,
yeah,
what were we doing here? Wait.
And then Laura and Jeff coming to a surprise.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going to happen, so good luck.
But it was fun. And it was hard, just, you know, Jordan has a full-time job, I have a full-time job, and we recorded in his house, and, you know, it's just, like, coordinating. So it was interesting. We definitely had a lot of time to like let the work rest mm-hmm. and then come back to it, and it would be like super fresh and then come back. And I was writing lyrics on the fly, and you know, just like it was very like a very elongated creative process, which I enjoyed. It was like a way to try and just really put the best foot forward, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, well, I guess this rhymes with this. I mean, works fine.
I have a question for you, Matt, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Have you ever walked in, like, you sometimes, like, walk in the middle of a band playing?
Yeah.
Has it ever, like, freaked them out and
like
they just stop?
Like, I've surprised them or
something?
Yeah,
they just stop playing.
I mean,
they think they're doing something wrong.
I generally hope that the bands that I have on are not surprised by my presence in general, that I'm not like some disruption. They're like, oh, what's he doing here?
I know they're expecting it, but it is like, it's like somewhat jarring to look up and like have another person in the room all of a sudden.
You know, I will say the closest that I've come to is if the room is really crowded and there's somebody who's like packed up against the door,
mm-hmm.
Which does happen sometimes.
Then and then you have to, like, sneak by them.
Yeah, I have to limbo through, you know, like, mic stands and stuff. And so if someone has either poor peripheral vision or is just intense in their focus.
This is a dangerous job, really.
It is a dangerous job. Yeah, well, you know what? Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good question, Ben. So why don't we hear some more music? We've got another 40 minutes or so here with Caterwaul live in Studio 2A. I don't know, maybe Ben will have more questions for me. Who knows?
I'm getting ready.
Yeah, I can tell. But Friday night, Congress is going to be the release show. And if you can't pick up a copy on Friday, what's the best way to get them online?
Our Bandcamp, catterwall.bandcamp.com.
Cool. And is it CD and cassette? Is that the...
Yeah, we'll have both of the show. And, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, Catterwall, live in Studio 2A, here on Locals Only.
Something I should know. Now be the time before I pull on my coat and my fooling line. Just want a dozen. Don't you let go, you gotta hold on tight. You know there's always hope. Honey, don't go down to railroad track. If you go there, I know you won't come back. I will love you the best that I can, but I'm a boy who will never be a man. Honey, don't go.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Catterwall. All right. Thanks for coming down.
You're welcome, Matt. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So the album release show is going to be on Friday. And by the way, what's the name of the album?
Oh, it's 15 Forever.
15 Forever. Yeah. And Friday night, you're going to be playing with Ultramaroon and then also with
New Doubt
as well. Yeah. There you go. All right. And that's a free show at Friday on Friday night at Congress. The album will be available both in CD and tape form, put out by Commercial Appeal Records. So, as we mentioned during the last break, Catterwall has had some different incarnations. Last time that you were down here, it was as a duo, but obviously playing now with the full four-piece band, there are different challenges, there are different opportunities. This batch of songs, though, that turned into this album, I'd be curious to know how this particular batch of songs was informed by having two more musicians to draw on. Is that something that affected both the song selection and the writing process and all of that? And then, you know, maybe I could hear from Laura and Jeff as well about the challenge and excitement of kind of integrating into the existing project.
Oh, so, for yeah. sure. Well, I mean, it's definitely a collaborative, like, definitely more of a collaboration with more players.
Sure.
And I have actually just really enjoyed having so many more elements to play with. And yeah. I mean, I've always really loved two pieces. Like, some of my favorite acts are two piece, you know, guitar, drums, and that's it. But it definitely takes the pressure off of me, which is really nice. And I mean, I don't mean to embarrass you, Jeff, but it's I think that Jeff just really adds some serious magic to songs, and I think he's got a really unique tone. And Laura just has that like low end and like just even simple bass is just so incredibly nice to be able to. It feels like there's just more foundation to stand on. And and with writing songs, I mean, I really almost don't feel like the songwriter. I just feel like a skeleton writer. I just write the skeletons, and they put on the meat, you know, like it's, it was just me, Laura, and Ben practicing a few songs the other day, and it was just like, man, this is really different. Like, there's such a hole, when one element is missing, and I feel very lucky.
Yeah, it's fun to have these cool, groovy songs that are just right there and get to just kind of experiment and try to make some cool noise. It's been really exciting in this band to just experiment a lot with feedback.
Hmm. And simplicity.
Yeah, I just feel really lucky to get to play with all of you guys. I mean, I definitely am the least experienced musician in the band, but everyone's been really patient with me, and it's been a wonderful learning experience, and it's just really, really fun. I think the songs are great, and yeah, I love playing with all of you.
Aww.
Yeah, but Laura's the most professional woman in the band, or the most professional band member.
That's right.
I don't know in what sense. I'll take it.
Pro. You dropped off t-shirts tonight.
That's true. I'm really good at running errands.
We were just hanging out partying, and you were like doing productive stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff, you've played with a million different groups and still play with a lot of different groups, and you do have a pretty distinctive playing style, but obviously, you know, a lot of the groups that you've played in, they span different genres. You're trying to achieve different tone. You alluded to it a little bit, but I'd be curious to know more about, you know, whether you and Brittany had any kind of conscious discussion about what tone you were trying to achieve here, or did you just kind of let it rip and see what happened?
Not really. It's kind of like jazz music. You just listen together and talk about Mostly, I guess you don't have to talk about it at all. We just listen. You can, like, I don't know.
Mostly it's just like verse, chorus. That's right. How it goes. Right. Okay. Whatever you want. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I am definitely not the kind of band leader or whatever, front lady that's like, okay, you're going to play this and you're going to play that, right, and that's right. How it's going to go. Like, uh-huh. It's just not enjoyable, as enjoyable, I think, mm-hmm. if it's not just like a true collaboration. So,
yeah, jazz music.
Jazz music, yeah. We play jazz.
I can tell. So, the album comes out on Friday. At Congress is the release show. As we mentioned before, it's being put out by Commercial Appeal Records. And I'm curious, is there a different mindset that one takes when you know that, you know, someone's investing in the product, that they, not only financially, but just with their sort of trust and buy-in, does that change the way that you approach recording this at all?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was like, the whole process was like, what do you think? What do you think? How do you think it sounds? You know, and I mean, it's just when you're collaborating, they're just always going to have their influence. Like mm-hmm. when you're in a room together with a bunch of dials and, you know, looking at a screen, trying to figure out like what's going to sound good, you right. know, it's like, they're of course going to have an influence. And, mm-hmm. Jordan, that is.
The mysterious they.
They.
The big wigs at the
label. We've recorded with a few engineers recently, and
yeah.
So maybe that's why you're thinking of they.
Yeah, the they. But, yeah, I mean, it's still a process of figuring out, yeah, like, someone's investment in, like, what it is they want and what it is we want, and just trying to find a middle ground. Yeah, I'm still learning. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Any plans to do any dates in support of the album once it comes out? Hit the road?
Yeah. I think we're going to try for wintertime. Mostly we're just trying to get over to California as much as we can just because mm-hmm. it's right there. And, you know, there's just a scene there that we think would like our music.
So. Yeah.
And, I mean, not saying we don't love Tucson. Yeah.
As we mentioned before, Ultramaroon and New Doubt on the bill on Friday night. Are there any other shows coming up? I mean, obviously we want to put a lot of eggs in that basket, but do you have anything else that's coming up that we should mention while we have live microphones in front of us?
Then to the Mocha pool closing.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
The garbage can pools.
Right, yeah. When is that exactly?
That's September 23rd.
Dumpster.
26.
Yeah.
Haha.
A 26. Dumpster pool would be fun too.
Yeah. Just ask Laura.
Manager.
Yeah.
Got it all up here.
Well, that's for you're a perfect fit for that, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. That's probably why they asked you, I guess. So in any event, before we move on to our final set here, I want to hear about the album name. You said 15 Forever.
Yeah.
Which is a great name. Just in and of itself, absent context, it's a great name. But the art of picking an album name is a challenging thing.
Yes.
In some ways, you know, in some contexts, it's like a thesis statement for the album. Sometimes it's just words that sound cool. I don't know. What was your approach to making that decision, and how did you end up on 15 Forever?
I mean, I honestly, the song 15 Forever kind of wound up just standing out amongst the others mm-hmm. as far as just like a single. And yeah. 15 Forever, I mean, it's just kind of that whole thing about just youth and rock and roll and
Peter Pan.
The song itself is about a Peter Pan syndrome that happens to young people these days.
Yeah, like stealing from rich people.
Where you just kind of wind up
poor people.
Yeah, yeah. That's Robin. That's Robin Hood. But sure, and just kind of, we live in a culture that it's easy to kind of go around accountability, and
they both wear green.
They both wear green, so we were, sorry, you weren't too far off. and just taking like responsibility is, I don't know, it's, we just live in a culture where it's easy to keep just going on with your life and kind of living a life that is, yeah, not a lot of accountability. And I don't know why that inspired me so much other than it's like around. It's just a phenomenon that's around, and I don't know. Yeah.
So for fans of personal responsibility and accountability, and the Catterwall album release is going to be on Friday.
But we're a real fun rock band.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Behave yourself.
Yeah. No, so 15 Forever is the name of the album. Comes out this week. Friday is the release show. I'm so excited that you came down. This has been a great set. I'm looking forward to the last little bit of music that we're going to squeeze out here. We got a few more songs. And then Friday night over at Congress. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah.
Is floating in the river. When I first saw you, I thought you were a killer. When fly on boards of sails, faith in the wind and love and nails. I can't tell if the bird delays, but I'll dive in and make it on praise. cheer board. You know it's on.